This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
There's a beautiful smell in the studio, I have to say.
It's garlic, really.
Is it?
Garlic and butter.
Yeah.
So that's, you know,
can't beat
that's it.
Yeah. Can't beat it. So savoury pancakes for Pancake
savoury
Tuesday.
Pancakes. So just the pancake, the batter, if you can make it up a wee bit beforehand. So it's just flour, eggs, milk, and some melted butter. Now, what I did discover since I put the recipe up on the website, if you replace some of the milk with water, it actually works out really well.
Oh.
So they both work well, but just this one's a wee bit lighter. So this has got, I put in about 100 ml of water instead of some of the milk.
Okay.
Okay, so then a hot pan, which I've just wiped with oil, and then a 90
Turn
degree
it up
angle.
Full
90
glass.
Degree.
Oh, yeah. So you pour it in.
Tilt it away from yourself and roll the pancake batter around. And just to swirl it round to fill the bottom of the pan and get that wee bit in there. And then
see, I think that's where I go wrong. Again. I pour it on flat and then it all gets...
If you put it on flat, then it goes, you know, you get a thick pancake.
Yeah.
These are crepes, so it needs to be nice and thin.
Uh-huh.
And then just take that bit up from there. I'm not going to flip this, John, because it's quite a deep pan. I don't know. I used to have a crepe pan, you know, the wee...
Yes.
I don't know where it is. Is it in your house? No. Have a wee look in your cupboard.
I actually have a crepe pan.
Have
is
you?
That your crepe pan?
I bet it is. No, it wouldn't be.
I don't remember. Right, okay.
You don't remember buying a crepe pan?
I don't remember buying it, but
I have
one.
Right, okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay, don't worry, no. I did wonder, actually. But I didn't actually put... You weren't in the frame this time. Right,
oh
so
my.
That's it. That's your that nice thin pancake, John.
Okay. Look at that, you can nearly see through it.
That's it. And then, so the filling now. So I've got the pan, use the same pan. It's nice and hot. Bit of oil. And then get your oil really, really hot. And that's really important when you're cooking mushrooms because you don't want sludgy, grey mushrooms. Mushrooms are basically water. Don't wash them, just give them a wipe, you know, with kitchen paper and then slice them. Really, 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 really hot oil. You see that smoking?
Yes.
And then add the mushrooms.
And they'll all reduce down then.
Yeah, that's it. But don't overcrowd the pan either. And then at that stage, I'm going to put in some... just on top of that, onion and garlic.
Yeah.
Right. And some parma ham. Or is anybody vegetarian?
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
Not that there's anything against vegetarian, but I just think it's just nice, you know,
yeah.
Now and again. And then some butter. And just when you're cooking mushrooms, just a wee dot of butter around the outside of the pan. And what I'm doing now is not moving them yet, okay? You want to... It's the same as when you're really trying to sort of caramelise the mushrooms.
So you want the mushrooms to brown a wee bit.
Yeah, that's it. Now just give that a wee flick round and you see you get that nice golden mushroom and you've got that garlic. And that's the key there to making really nice mushrooms. Now I'll give that another wee minute or two. Look, you see that lovely golden?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want with a mushroom. You know the way sometimes you get mushrooms and they're crammed into a pan and they're grey and they're... Like slugs, really. You don't want, they want lovely golden brown. So that's that. And then whenever you get that at that, John, I'll just put a wee bit of cream into that. I've already done this. And then a nice big bunch of spinach. And just bring that all together and you get this lovely filling.
You've lost the boys here.
Mushrooms
and spinach. You were doing well with the pancakes.
Yeah.
Mushrooms was kind of 50-50 and then spinach finished them off completely.
I've got a wee, don't, honestly, I'm going to do you. Sugar,
one.
Just a wee sugar. We roll up, you know, we always get a wee bit. I just finish it off with some of that lovely basil and just rip it in at the end. And then take one of your pancakes. So what we'll do is pancake there, some of the filling in the middle, just spin it in. Right, and then just I'm going to fold this up into a wee pancake, and then what you can do is just into a wee parcel, and then nice bit of cheese on top. That's just some finely grated parmesan, and you can put it under the grill, but we don't have a grill.
Oh, got the blowtorch!
Oh, there we are, John. Look at that.
Is the woman happy at her work? Every week, lads, if she could find an excuse to use an industrial blowtorch.
Yeah. I'm thinking now.
Don't cross her.
No, don't. But if anybody wants to publish a book called 100 Ways to Use a Blowtorch, I'm your woman.
You'll do
just
the,
culinary.
You'll do the
just, yeah.
Look at this, a perfect wee parcel of blowtorched beauty.
Watch, that's quite hot inside, I think. Yep.
And runny.
It's the thing about it, I mean that.
And sweet and creamy and salty and garlicky
And garlicky and mushroomy and wee bit of and the basil I think adds a bit at the end.
You know,
nice
does.
Bit of basil, mushroom and basil is beautiful together. So it's just nice and
Paula,
so
that's
for
fabulous.
That's for Tuesday. There you are.
Thank you very much.
And we've got sugary pancakes for the boys.
Hey, happy days. Recipes on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And we need to give a shout out as well to...
Oh, yes, Marie. Yeah, Marie
from White Cross.
Who listens every week from Mike White Cross, was in Mount Norris last night. So there you are. Yeah.
Keep on listening, Marie.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy your pancakes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.